A ghost tour.
Hi, Paul. What are you reading? You don't read very often. Is it something interesting?
Hi, Anne. Do you remember I told you that I'm going to travel around England next month? Well, I'm making my plans now. I've found a brilliant guidebook which has got stacks of information. Where to go, where to stay, where to eat and what to see and do. And it's got maps, train and bus timetables, everything.
Sounds good. So what are you reading about now?
I'm reading about York. It's a really old town. In fact, it used to be a Roman town after the Vikings lived there. I was surprised because I thought the Vikings only lived in places like Sweden and Norway. You know, anyway, there's a lot to see and do there, and there's something very special about York.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, York is said to be the most haunted town in Europe.
Really?
Yes. No other European town claims to have so many ghosts. Apparently, there are more than 100 ghosts in the town, and there have been over 500 reported ghost sightings. In fact, York's ghosts are one of its biggest tourist attractions.
Come on, Paul. You don't believe in all that rubbish, do you?
Well, I can't say that I believe in ghosts, but I can't say that I don't. Let's just say that I've got an open mind. Who knows? Maybe after visiting York, I'll be a believer. I'm thinking about taking a ghost tour around the city. One of the tours is a boat ride. Perhaps I'll see a ghost if I take a tour.
Go on. Tell me more about your ghosts.
One of the most famous ghosts is the Grey Lady. She was a nun who worked at St. Leonard's Hospital. Unfortunately, she fell in love with a patient, a rich nobleman. Well, of course, nuns weren't supposed to fall in love. So when people found out, they locked her in a room with no windows and didn't open the door again until she was dead. The old hospital is now part of a theatre, and the ghost of the nun is often seen there. They say that if she is seen, it's a sign that that night's performance will be a good one.
Okay, tell me more.
There's a ghost that appears in the King's Manor. People think it's the ghost of a queen, one of King Henry VIII's wives. The funny thing is that she always carries roses in her hands, and the part of the building where she is seen is built over what used to be a rose garden.
Well, these ghosts are all very interesting, Paul, but they don't sound very frightening to me. Aren't ghosts supposed to be frightening?
Well, there's a ghost who wanders about without his head.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
Okay, well, there are also some interesting ghosts in the treasurer's house. They're the ghosts of Roman soldiers. They're dressed in uniform, and some people even say that they've heard the sound of a horn just before seeing the ghosts. What's really strange is that people only see the ghosts' bodies from their knees up. They can't see their feet.
That's ridiculous. Why can't they see their feet?
According to the guidebook, the house is built over a Roman road, which is about 40 centimetres below the floor of the house. That's what the soldiers are walking on, not the floor of the house, and that's why you can't see their feet.
Now that is interesting. Tell me one last ghost story before I disappear.
Okay. What about Mad Alice? She was hanged in York Castle in 1825. Do you know what her crime was?
No, but you're going to tell me anyway.
They hanged her because she was mad. At that time, it was against the law to be mad.
Well, maybe you shouldn't go to York after all. If it's still against the law to be mad, you may just find yourself in prison.
Ha ha, very funny, Anne.